Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.
It was in 90.5 FM College Park Radio. Hello, I'm Nate. Welcome to Dogma. I'm jumping straight into it. Here's Mr. Self-Destruct, Nine Inch Nails.
I'm not. movement to clamp down with your iron fist. Drugs became conveniently available for all the kids. Following the rights movement to clamp down with your iron fist. Drugs became conveniently available for all the kids.
Mother, I'm not crack, my smack, my bitch right here in Hollywood.
Nearly 2 million Americans are incarcerated in the prison system of the U.S.
They're trying to build a prison.
They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison.
For you and me to live in.
Another prison system. Another prison system. Another prison system.
For you and me.
Minor drug offenders fill your prisons, you don't even flinch. All our taxes paying for your wars against the new non-rich. Minor drug offenders fill your prisons, you don't even flinch. All our taxes paying for your wars against the new non-rich.
Mother, I'm not crack, my smack, my bitch right here in Hollywood.
The percentage of Americans in the prison system, has doubled since 1985.
They're trying to build a prison.
They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison.
For you and me to live in.
Another prison system. Another prison system. Another prison system.
For you and me.
For you and me.
Oh, baby, you and me.
Boy. Boy.
While research and successful drug policy shows that treatment should be increased.
Boy.
And law enforcement decreased while abolishing mandatory minimum sentences.
Boy.
While research and successful drug policy shows that treatment should be increased. And law enforcement decrease while abolishing mandatory minimum sentences.
Utilizing drugs to pay for secret wars around the world. Drugs are now your global policy. Now you police the globe.
Mother, I'm not crack, my smack, my bitch right here in Hollywood.
Drug money's used to rig elections and train brutal corporate sponsored dictators around the world.
They're trying to build a prison.
They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison.
For you and me to live in.
I feel so bad for the people who are tuning in to the show before me, and they're kind of like thrown into the deep end with the stuff I play. So if you're one of those people, I'm not sorry. That's it. That's the statement. So that was Prison Song by System of a Down. Before that, Mr. Self-Destruct, Nine Inch Nails. I'm going to be honest. My parents are in town this weekend. So I have been busy for most of the weekend. Plus, it was Valentine's Day. And I got a boo. So I was a little preoccupied. So I got homework to do right now, within this hour. So you're not going to get a lot of talking from me, which is fine, because I don't feel like I say anything important anyway. Here's Robber, and their new song, The Sound It Made. I think it's new. I don't know. This album hasn't come out yet, but this is a single they released. So whatever, enjoy it.
Take a lot. allergic to the sun. Allergic to the sun. No smile, plastic bag. Took a while, little brag. Mischief mask, vicious task, Charlie problem, vicious man. Revolution, quickest end, says a lot that we're with him.
Right, but biding my time until the time is right. Biding my time until the time is right. Biding my time. It's time.
Biding my time until the time is right. Biding my time until the time is right. Biding my time until the time is right. Biding my time. It's time.
Biding my time until the time is right. Biding my time until the time is right. Biding my time until the time is right.
Biding my time. It's time. Biding my time until the time is right. Biding my time until the time is right. Biding my time until the time is right. Biding my time. It's time. Biding
my time.
That was Scissors by Slipknot. Before that, the sound it made, Robber Robber. Right now I have the the Slipknot wiki open. I don't know. I'm just reading around. Article called "The Crow in a Jar." Sean found a dead crow in his driveway and kept it in a big commercial pickle jar and carried it around at shows until it turned to mush. During shows, Sean would open the jar. This would cause him to vomit all over the place and also cause fans to start vomiting all over the place. It was kept in the jar with all the bacteria and flesh-eating creatures. It started secreting this brown liquid and became a fine sauce. Some kids got a hold of it at one of the shows in 1977. They broke the jar open and played catch with it. Some of them even ate a bit of it. The crow was then disposed of in a ceremonial burial under the old safari club. Yucky. I would love to know where those people are now that ate the crow. They gotta be like dead. There's no way. I'm gonna look into this. Here's peace sign.
Can we make something beautiful?
Okay, so that was Kill Fanboys by Kavari. Thank you, Mars, for that recommendation. Before that was Peace Sign with a ton of exclamation points by Black Dresses. I like both of those. Those are good songs. Did you guys see that Obama said that aliens are real? Like earlier? I think it was like pretty recent, like a day ago. That's crazy. I feel like every year they have like some new thing, like more proof of aliens. Because I remember like maybe like a year ago or 2 years ago, they had, I don't know, it was like maybe it was Mexico or something. They had that like little gray corpse of an alien and it was like in the news. And like, I don't know. It looked like a little, like a paper mache dummy, but they, I never got any follow up on that. And at this point, I don't even know whether to believe Obama. That's just odd. What do you guys think if aliens were real? What would happen? How screwed would we be? Would we District 9 them? Have you guys seen that movie? What about E.T.? What about Star Trek? Leave a comment. Smash that like button. Make sure you subscribe. Here's War Dance by Killing Joke. That was Bad Blood by Ministry. Before that was War Dance, Killing Joke. Elaborating on the Mexican alien thing, because if you know me, I did a little goog. In September 2023, Mexican journalist and UFO enthusiast Jamie Mawson presented two small three-fingered gray mummified bodies to the Mexican Congress, claiming they were non-human 1,000-year-old alien corpses found in Peru. While presented under oath, the specimens were widely dismissed by scientists and experts as likely fabricated from human and animal bones. I did not know that last part. I just remember the little bodies, and I thought they looked stupid and silly. And if you look this up, you will also think this. And if you don't, that's also equally silly. My theory... I've got two ideas. I think aliens do exist, possibly, maybe. And in that case, we're, like, so insignificant compared to them. Like, I'm talking, like, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Like we mean nothing. We're ants, basically. And the destruction of our planet means nothing. But at the same time, since we mean nothing to them, we don't even matter. Like, they're not even going to try to contact us because we're so... primitive, I guess. And the other idea that I think that is probably likely is intelligent life is just, like, unlikely to begin with, and most civilizations kill themselves before they even get to the point where we can, like, travel to other universes and not universes, but galaxies and stuff, and visit other planets and, like, actually contact other civilizations. Like, we're gonna die before we even get to that point, so who's to say that other aliens haven't done that themselves? Interesting stuff. Chew on that for a minute. I've got time. Thank you all for still listening. This is a bit of a weird episode. Some guy in this comment section is saying, then why do they guard Area 51 if aliens aren't real? Because it's a military base, dummy. What? Okay, whatever. Here's Deftones.
Shine, shine.
That was Pantomime by Orgy. Before that, My Own Summer. And then in parentheses, shove it. Deftones. I like both songs. Why would you name your band Orgy? Isn't that weird? Okay, in the spirit of Valentine's Day, I have two more songs to close out the show. Only one of them loosely relates to Valentine's Day. It is Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana. It's been stuck in my head. I feel like it kind of fits with the show. I feel like grunge and some of the weird, crazy, shrill noises that the Nirvana in particular makes is kind of applicable. So you're going to get some Nirvana. And then after that, a new band that I found recently. It's like a stoner rock band. Sludge metal, if you will. So I hope you enjoyed these last two songs. I hope you guys enjoyed listening. This next song's dedicated to you, Mars. If you want me to bring you Taco Bell after the show, I will do that because I'm going to get some for myself. Shout out to everyone else who is still listening. I love you guys. You're cool. And have a good night. Please, for the love of God, ignore that. You didn't hear that.